Welcome to Bunta Vista, episode 385. I'm Theo, and I'm one of three beautiful daughters of a kind and trusting farmer. And I live in a big bedroom that shares a big wall with the barn next door, with only a hole in the wall to peek through. A little bit about me. I'm 36. I'm beautiful. I'm a VP of Marketing Dynamics at Palantir. I believe that Rome was the greatest civilization to ever exist and collapsed due to Marxism, and my stupid womb yearns for babies. I'm here with my younger, even sexier sister, Ben. Ben, you're a stockbroker at Himmler Hitler Diarrhea, but you used to do procurement for Jeffrey Epstein. Your favorite hobby is collecting scorched fingernails from the Hiroshima bombing, but most of all, you want to be F Preg. Hello, Ben.
Oh, I wish a true MAGA patriot would come and cream pie me over and over and over again with their delicious unvaccinated cum.
Thank you for participating, Ben.
I'm happy to be here. Do you know how many intros you've done that are in the format of like beautiful daughters of a farmer?
Like three at this point.
Three or four, yeah.
It's like Zelda. It's the same tale told over and over again.
Yes.
Retold for the context of whatever. And finally, it's Andrew, the sexiest sister of all. Andrew has a popular long-running true crime podcast and would also like to be impregnated. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, but my womb is getting thirsty. We're going to get basted, you know? Yeah. For the future of mankind, not just for selfish reasons.
Yes, yes.
I'm as altruistically motivated as the rest of you.
Now, I know Daddy's told us not to kind of hush now and listen, though. Daddy warned us that there might be a man staying with us tonight in the barn. And under no circumstances are we to become pregnant up the clunge from him, no matter how hard he tries, and he will try. But what is this? Who is speaking through the hole to us? Is that Lucy Musk? Hello, Lucy,
Jesus,
is that you?
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
And you're fecund.
At this point, can I just say like the cream pie stuff instead? I don't want to do this one.
Let me do the cream pies.
Can I ask for the cream pies?
So you want it like a baster to kind of pop through the hole, not his weird, possibly messed up
my
penis.
Dick don't work. I don't have a penis. Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. It's not anything else. Yeah. It's just kind of a void down there.
Yeah.
So it's just put, you guys smooth. Seen, you heard about this Elon Musk fellow.
He's doing a lot of cream pies.
Musk. Yeah. He's been IVFing though. Like he's just IVFing a bunch of ladies,
yeah, that he works with or whatever. Weird. That are like, yeah, I believe in the 14 words or whatever that is.
Yeah. He like meets them on a plane and he's like, hey, can I IVF you?
Yeah.
Would you like
tell
to do
anybody about this?
IVF?
I'll give you
like
a horse.
This? Like they like the breeding stuff, but without the sex, stuff. Which seems to me like the more fun part of being breedable.
I agree. Yeah. I've got two kids. Tell you what, I'd rather be. Having some sex.
Me and Ella
and
were
if you're listening to
this
because your old dad has died.
Yep.
He didn't mean that. He
rather
would rather
be having some
having sex than you being alive.
Me and Ella were just talking about this in the car on the way to Costco while one of our kids sat in the back and I guess tried to ignore the conversation.
Oh, the cream pies.
Jesus.
And like
Do you
I was
when
saying,
we used to cream pie every day.
I was saying that like the whole because like yesterday in the news there were like another several children of Elon Musk's unveiled.
They keep coming.
And keep coming. My understanding is that all of them or the vast majority of them since however long ago have all been just like IVF with like sex selection and attempted Gattaca kind of stuff involved. Mm-hmm. So like from the lady's perspective.
Thank you, Andrew. Yes, it's
from
time
the
we
lady's
had one.
Perspective. If somebody said to you, hey, I'm the richest guy on the planet, do you want to just like carry a baby to term for me and you don't have to have sex with me?
Yeah, you don't even
look
have
at
to
me,
have sex with me.
Look at me, you don't have to have sex with me. And I guess the theory is that, like, your material needs and those of your baby will be taken care of for the rest of your life.
Probably.
But they won't.
Probably. They won't look into my history.
I guess I'm saying that's probably what you think when you go into it.
Yeah, that's probably the goal, right?
Yeah, and then he's like, peace. Bye. Unless he wants the baby, and then he's like, I'll have that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that one with me today. Picking from his lineup of babies.
Yeah, from his like tactics RPG style roster of babies that he could take with him into battle.
What's the guy that the swishes wine around his mouth or whatever? What's the guy that chooses wine?
Sommelier?
Sommelier. He's got a baby sommelier. Yeah. Like, what goes
what goes well with meeting the president?
What goes well with destroying America's healthcare?
Hey, a sommelier, they help you choose stuff to go with a menu. It's time for, looks like menu's back on the menu.
Looks like menu back on the menu, boys.
Final.
Oh, so like impregnation by Elon Musk only gets 9 minutes, but very costly.
You got a lot of positive feedback from the Furcon list, including a lot of feedback from people saying, hey, I'm going to that one.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying they were going to that one.
You know what? No one came in and was like, the stuff you said about the fucking suck isn't true.
Nobody denied.
Yeah, which it either means they're choosing to not be an annoying podcast listener, or
which we respect. Yes. I think a furry on average is going to be more online and more understanding of those kinds of interactions.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's just real. And they're like,
it's real.
8 o'clock.
I think it's real. I also appreciate that our furry fans just like they cop it with good humor.
Yes.
You know? They hear us making fun of furries and they say, that's not about me. That's about somebody else.
That's about the bad ones.
I think that's really nice.
Yeah. We appreciate you. This is from Stephen Johnson, grocer art guru at Tacoma, WA. Yes. Sorry, this is Tacoma, Washington-based food service solutions.
My nemesis.
Everyone's nemesis, I think.
The grocer art guru.
And I urge you, the listener, if you're driving right now, pick up your phone, get it in your hands. DuckDuckGo, images search, Stephen Johnson, grocer on guru, and just sort of breathe this man in.
Yeah, you need to see him. I think it's important.
Yeah.
When you cop the tone of a grocer on guru piece and you think to yourself, who is this piece of shit so presumptuously speaking to the beautiful grocer on businesses of America as though he has the magic bullet for everything. Who's the smartest man in the world? And then you look at him.
See him, you're going to be like, checks out,
You look at him and go, the guy who thinks he's better than every person who runs a grocer on.
Yes. this is his analysis of Gen Z and millennial eating habits in 2025. Mm-hmm. Here we go. In 2025, Gen Z, born between 1997 and 2012, and millennials, born between 1981 and 1996, continue to reshape the food industry, setting new standards for convenience, transparency, and personalization in dining, driving food channel migration and ongoing churn.
This is the guy who thought that there would be a lot of good grocer on opportunities for Apple's Vision Pro.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for Hooters as well. Yes.
Shame that didn't come about.
No.
I love it when.
Sorry, what's the last part?
That I kind of have to read the whole sentence because it's a bit run on.
We got an hour to kill.
Gen Z and millennials continue to reshape the food industry, setting new standards for convenience, transparency, and personalization in dining, driving food channel migration and ongoing churn.
Yeah. I'm always driving ongoing churn. You should see my toilet. Churn.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have diarrhea often.
The food channel migration from your ass to the toilet.
From my asshole to the toilet.
Yeah, okay.
This is what people come here for. With a growing preference for snacking over structured meals, an affinity for fast and frictionless food experiences, and a penchant for digital engagement with brands, their behaviors are influencing menu innovation, marketing strategies, and restaurant operations across all segments, from fast food to fine dining.
I got to say, he's got me. He's nailed me.
Yes.
I'm a millennial. I love all those things.
You don't really like a structured meal. You love snacks.
I love snacking. I love digital engagement with brands.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You like a fast and frictionless food experience?
Who wants a frictionful food experience?
Yeah. Lucy likes those plates with the separation between the areas so the food doesn't touch each other.
I have grown out of that. Thank you.
Not all my foods have to be one color now. This is such a good heading. So for this section, it is food consumption trends by day part.
Ah.
Day part, like the by time
part.
Of day.
Why, the part of
why
the day.
Did you day say part that?
Day.
Why
part.
Did you say day part?
He's written day part as one word.
Day well, part.
As we all know, breakfast is the meal of the first day part.
Yep. Mm.
Lunch is the meal of the middle day part. It's such a freakish way to describe that.
But what of the midnight gourmand?
Oh, that's covered. Okay. Don't you worry. All right, so let's
apparently
start with
day part as a. As a word, like specifically relates to broadcast television.
Oh.
So like they're not.
It's like a marketing
a
word. Is this a marketing word that he's trying to use?
Yeah. In broadcast programming, day parting is the practice of dividing the broadcast day into several parts in which a different time of radio programming or television show appropriate for that time period is aired.
You could just say meal here, though.
Yeah. This is what that Scorsese movie was about.
This guy's going to be talking about what
the day parted.
What meal?
Silence? Oh.
The
you're
day
going to be
parted.
The comedian of the week, Ben.
No, I don't think
with
I
that
am.
Kind of thing.
You haven't got it on board, have you? Coward.
It might be. It might be somewhere back near the start. Oh, it's the second on the list. It's right there. It could happen to anyone.
Oh, it's on.
It should happen to you, is what I'm saying.
Well, we'll see. Let's start with breakfast. Gen Z and millennials prioritize speed and portability in the morning. Shut up.
Shut up.
Breakfast on the go is the norm, with 72% of younger consumers saying they prefer handheld options such as breakfast sandwiches, protein packed smoothies, or overnight oats.
Sorry, he doesn't actually specify in the first sentence that it's about food. Otherwise, we
prioritize speed.
Speed and portability.
Gotta go fast.
I'm so fast, I bet you can't put me on the bench. Bet you can't pick me up.
I do like food I can eat with my hands. It's true.
That is true.
Tom Walker's flirty Einstein.
Yeah, you were bringing back a deep cut character.
You were bringing back a very deep cut character.
Yeah. You love flirty Einstein so much. I've never heard
your
you
favorite.
So tickled.
I've never heard you laugh so much.
You were making
there was a bunch of people got in touch as well. That's like, I love it when Theo just loses his mind. And you can really tell from the recording that I am barely conscious.
Well,
I'm like blacking out like a pilot.
Legs shaking, eyes rolling into the back of your head.
Calves
more flirty
cramping.
Einstein. That's right. But Tom won't stop. He just keeps doing flirty Einstein.
Yeah.
Even though you can't stand it.
Stop it. Tom. Tom.
No more flirty Einstein, but don't stop. Coffee and energy drinks remain dominant, with cold brew and functional beverages, e.g. adaptogen-infused lattes, growing in popularity.
Sorry, adaptogen?
I
googled this like a week ago, and it's completely gone out of my mind what it was.
I feel like this happened to us when we did the trends thing as well, where they were like the collagen-infused pillows and stuff.
Kind of bullshit like that.
What is adaptogen?
This is a thing
coffee?
That exists only in quote unquote trends and not in real life, right?
Yeah,
this is like
maybe in Sydney.
Maybe in Sydney.
Oh, maybe in Sydney they're doing this freak shit.
Well, okay, so I do know some people that are doing this sort of stuff. It's like herbs and roots and mushrooms and shit.
Oh, okay.
In your coffee. I know a lot of people
coffee.
Taking mushroom pills. Not like they're not microdosing like magic mushrooms, they're just doing eating lots of mushroom concentrate.
Okay.
Because once you get
eating,
to a certain age, you feel like surely feeling like this must mean that there is something wrong with you.
Something wrong with you, yeah. But also, I'm not past, there is another step that I need to take where it is like I am accepting that there is a relationship between what I put into my body and then how my body reacts.
And maybe if I put in mushrooms, my body will become perfect.
Well, I mean, I think... As a kind of chain coffee drinker, I have to accept that my body does not enjoy coffee being poured into it like five times a day.
Yeah, but you do. And
but
you
I
are
do.
You
the,
matter.
Sort of the
and
boss
I'm in
of
charge
your body.
Here. That's right.
You're the king
you
of your body.
You are part of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are your body, I think. Your body, no, your brain is just a way for your body to know itself.
Oh. When does that start happening?
Mm. Probably after we finish recording, if the family's still out of the house. Restaurants catering to this demographic are implementing AI-driven order customization and app-based pre-ordering to streamline service. Don't AI my food order.
Yeah.
Keep that AI shit out of my life.
I love this stuff because there has been I think honestly, like advertising is possibly one of the most immediately like you can use AI and machine learning and that sort of thing to make money from it, right? You push stuff, people click on it, you get money. So there's been a huge amount of money poured into this and it sucks. Google has no idea what I want. Yeah. And they have all of my data. They gave me a free Gmail account, 1 gigabyte. I only had 100 megs with Hotmail in like 2001 or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
And you go, what a deal. I certainly won't be making some sort of Faustian bargain here. And they've taken all of my data for
your entire like adult life.
For like 25 years.
Yeah.
And they are using that data to sell me the guitar picks that I just bought.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, I have them. They're right.
Yeah, I already bought those. How do you not know that I bought
these?
These are not
consumable items. I just keep using these until they are all stuffed inside my acoustic guitar by my beautiful sons. I don't need any more.
Yeah.
I'm already mad enough at like I went through the McDonald's drive-thru, which I do not regularly do. And I went through the other day and was like, I'm already angry enough at what the menu is like at the drive-thru now, where it's like big screens and you pull up and everything's
it's pitch black and the screens are brighter than the surface of the sun.
Yeah. But also the menu items are all kind of separated out and they're not sort of grouped in any way other than like, here's a promotional thing and the varieties of that promotional thing.
You gotta know what you want.
But half of the shit isn't there, and then you gotta like wait for a bit. You gotta wait for a bit for the screen to change to see like some more of the menu.
Are you pulling up to McDonald's drive-thru
Let's unpack that a little more.
I got something special that I might want a little go
something special. It's McDonald's.
Sometimes I get there and they've got the McSpicy, you know, and I'm like, oh, maybe
you haven't heard about what's at McDonald's by now. I don't know how to educate you.
They're doing new things at McDonald's, and it varies from country to country.
McDonald's.
That's what are you getting at McDonald's, Theo?
I'm getting 6 nuggets and chips with ketchup. I'm taking that nugget packet. I'm breaking it. I'm opening it in half. Three nuggets on either side of it. Pouring ketchup individually onto... Not pouring, squeezing out of the packet. Individually onto each nugget. And then I'm eating each nugget individually, one by one. Yeah. I ate the chips first, by the way, before they go stale.
It's a shame the diagnosis separately? Is so expensive. It's like hundreds of dollars. Yeah. Isn't
it's more than $1,000. Well,
the Greens want to make it part of Medicare.
Yeah.
That might change my life.
Dentistry first. Like, just get teeth covered because we can sort of tell based on anecdotes they tell about nuggets.
You can tell what?
You can kind of just tell.
You can just sort of, sometimes you just get that feeling, you know? Lunch. The traditional lunch hour.
Can we do a quick breakfast whip around? We're all millennials.
Yeah. What our breakfast habits are?
Yeah.
I don't.
You just don't? Like when does the day part of eating start?
I will fall over and I will bang my head on a on a stool. I will $1 million baby myself.
What's for
at
breakfast?
9:45. For breakfast is a pot of oats cooked on the stovetop.
That's adorable.
Like over the fire? You're like wearing your little bonnet while you're doing
it?
We have induction now.
Are you putting some like honey and cinnamon in there or something?
I put honey on. I cook some oats and then I put honey on.
On the stove. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Andrew?
I'm usually leaning in one of two directions. It's either I'm like, you know what?
I could be healthy,
and I'm eating a bowl of the high fiber kind of Special K. That stuff's good. I like that.
You're a Special K man.
Yeah, I'm a beautiful lady and I deserve all the best.
Care for your bowels and, and also you've got folate for
although, see, this is the thing, Theo. You say care for your bowels, but like half the time it's like a bowl of high fiber Special K and the other half of the time it's something like the other day where I had like leftover carnitas and had like a...
yin and yang.
Had like carnitas and lots of pickles and a bunch of cheese toasted sandwich.
Light and dark must both exist.
Yes.
You got to just listen to what your body is telling you.
Sometimes it's true.
It's the most important thing.
It's high fiber cereal or it's a hot sandwich of some kind.
Yes. I don't think my body has ever asked me to eat carnitas in the morning.
Well, it's there. The leftovers are there and it's not going to keep, you know?
My mind is not ready for that form of texture until 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, man. There's some pineapple in there, too. That was good stuff.
Hell yeah, brother. Lucy? Okay.
Some of that homemade bread from LA.
Oh, I'm just drinking black coffee, to four cups until 11 a.m. Nice. And then eating one piece of toast and then wondering why my stomach always
hurts. Why you feel insane.
And I feel insane every day.
Yeah. I like to sort of just not think about food until I get to maybe like 8 or 9 o'clock at
night. Too much to think about.
And then while I'm cooking dinner, I become the hungriest man on earth.
That's very unhealthy.
Oh, it's the European diet. It's the French diet, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
It could be. It's probably the Polish diet, maybe.
Never been there.
Not enough cigarettes, probably.
You've got to have some breakfast that, you know, promotes that digestion. You've got to keep everything moving around, brother.
No, that's what the coffee's for.
That's what the system works for.
I think the coffee is the most important part of all of this, that we have substituted being, like, healthy and eating real food for drinking, like, 5 or 6 cups of coffee a day so that we can produce. So that we can... No, yeah, not like that, Ben. We can be productive.
I'll be productive.
In a kind of, in, you know...
Thought you were talking about the diarrhea.
You know, it's 8 hours technically a drug.
Yeah.
And they're like using it to control us.
It's the biggest drug in the world, actually.
Yeah, and it's legal because it's useful. Yeah. And you know what
they're using
illegal?
It to make my hands shaky. It's very important that Theo's hands are shaky by 11:30.
The Illuminati needs your hands to be shaky for part of their sick plan.
MI-12 wants me to be on my phone playing Bellagio because I drank too much coffee.
MI-12.
MI-12?
Is that a combination of the Majestic 12 and MI-5?
Yeah.
MI-12. That's the most secret British spy agency there is. Lunch. The traditional lunch hour is fading as younger consumers opt for mini meals throughout the day. Like girl lunch, I guess. A little, like a handful of almonds.
Isn't this the healthier way to be?
Dr. Evil would eat.
I think that's what they tell you to
do. They always tell you to do this.
Like have like 7 almonds and 2 bits of celery like 80 times a day instead of having lunch. I think that's what the advice is. That is just such a psycho way to live to me. I need my meal portion when I eat it to be massive.
Oh, no, I hate that. I need like 12 meals a day. Just like 12.
See? This has got
micro
you fucking
eating.
Nailed. Yeah.
12 You're going the wrong way, is micro eating.
I'm micro dosing cashews all day.
Micro dosing lunch.
Lucy is the median millennial.
I am. It's great.
Ben, aren't you supposed to eat like a king in the morning?
Yes. Breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper.
Dinner like a piece
of shit.
That's beautiful.
That's something that Seth from Oh Yeah Dude has been saying like once an episode for 1,000 episodes of the podcast.
And Ben instead is choosing to forego breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like a king.
I'm on the Python diet.
Slowly
digesting
through the night.
I just only eat one very big meal infrequently.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And then you go sleep.
And then
on
I
your
see
sun rock. I eat breakfast like a dog, lunch like a moron, and dinner like a Mamma Mia Italian boy. My bolognese is what I'm saying.
Meal bundling, mix and match offerings, and build your own bowl concepts have become increasingly popular at fast casual trains like Chipotle and Carver.
Millennials love bowls.
They love bowls.
No, that's true. They do, don't they? You've got your acai bowl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got your burrito bowl.
Yeah. Poke bowl.
How much of a fucking difference is it making in your life not having the tortilla? Have the fucking tortilla.
Eat the tortilla.
Yeah. It's like you try to trick your brain into being like, oh, now all of these ingredients are a salad. It's still a fucking burrito, dog.
And if you don't like the gluten, That's why they made corn tortillas.
See.
You know, they thought of it all way back then, before they even knew about the gluten stuff, you know?
Thank you, Mesoamerica.
Right.
Salad kits, protein stack boxes, and global flavors, such as Korean barbecue tacos and Mediterranean grain bowls, drive
flavors
sales.
From somewhere on the globe. Yes.
That's right. Drive sales in both food service and retail grab-and-go sections. That is true.
Did these flavors make it to us from the Silk Road?
Korean barbecue tacos.
Web? Oh, Marco Polo has arrived with his new
Korean barbecue tacos.
Mediterranean couscous bowl.
Dinner. Convenience is king.
Yep.
The demand for ready-to-eat and heat-and-eat options has skyrocketed, with restaurant-branded meal kits and family bundles gaining traction.
Takeaway bolognese.
Yeah.
It's in a little
it's
paper
bowl. It's crazy how polarizing the takeaway bolognese is. Yeah, so many people are like, why do you guys find this funny? What's weird about that? And a bunch of other people are just screaming like Rain Man because it's so wrong. It's an odd thing to do. It's odd.
It's just odd. It's odd. Fine. Shit. It's okay, but it's odd.
It's like an odd choice.
It's like flying a kite at night.
Yeah, exactly. It's like not technically weird. Although there's less wind at night, generally.
There's less wind at night, so it's probably weird.
Delivery and drive-thru orders now account for nearly 60% of Gen Z and millennial dinner transactions. It's depressing.
Is that
you guys
true?
Might have noticed that there's like 5,000 unregistered scooters driven by people that only just got their license. Delivering food for no money at all hours of the day because you've got a single burrito delivered to your house for like $2.
We kind of have sort of created an underclass of service workers that are just sort of like they're not on permanent employment and they're not paid properly.
Did I make this up or does Uber also have like a car loan program that they own for like neatly?
Tell me that.
That sounds correct.
Dovetailing their two businesses together.
That's okay. Every day a new hell.
They will help you finance your car. That's so.
But now you can get a lukewarm burrito for like $10 extra than it would have cost you at the shop. So who's to say?
Yeah, millennials love that.
Oh man, this is so fucked. Need a car? You've got options. You can sign up to drive even if you don't have a car right now. In the meantime, we'll give you access to hire and leasing deals through our sister company, Partner Point. That's
great.
That's absolutely fucking psychotic.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be that you would go, like, you would arrive at Domino's, you know, say you're 19 years old, 18 years old.
And you're in Mackay. High as fuck.
And you're already
stoned. You got a CD wallet with 100 hand-labeled CDs ready to go.
That's right. Is it going to be The Perfect Element Part 1? Is it going to be Deadwing?
Yes.
Is it going to be... It's probably going to be Deadwing, if I'm being honest here.
Yeah,
right?
Imagine how cool you would look to people that are waiting out front for their pizza to arrive, and you've got the opening riff of like Deadwing blasting out of your windows.
Or like the solo that like kicks in at like 7 minutes from Adrian Belew from King Crimson.
Yeah.
And they're like, shit.
That's the coolest Domino's delivery driver I've ever seen in my life.
That solo is truly avant-garde that I'm hearing. But it doesn't have to be your car. It could be the Domino's car that they have because they know that they need to have a car for people to drive around. You can't just be like, oh, by the way, you can pay us to drive this car for us.
Yeah.
And we make all the money.
They got their own car.
Yeah. And then you will die in a ditch like a dog.
And don't yell at us about this. Don't get mad. If you order delivery, that's completely fine. Like, I don't care about it, but it's not good behavior.
If you've got circumstances, it's perfectly fine.
Circumstances,
if you don't have circumstances, fuck you.
And you can decide what your circumstances are.
Yeah. But I think I'm so happy for you if you have circumstances. I mean, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, sorry that happened to you, but enjoy your burrito.
You think circumstances are good?
Man, I got some Domino's the other day. I know that there's a boycott of some kind that I broke. I apologize for that, but it's right there. Though. People are getting paid, you know, whatever. And usually it's like a teenager on one of those electric bicycles because we live just down the bottom of a hill from a Domino's. So they zip down in like 45 seconds. It's so fucking fast. It's unbelievable. And then the last time they came, it was like a teenager in the biggest fucking ute I've ever seen in my life. That could like barely fit in our driveway. I was like, what's going on? I was very stoned at the time. And it was very confusing, but it was fucking enormous. And the guy was tiny.
You shouldn't deliver a Domino's in like a Ram truck. That's fucked up.
Where did the car come from? That's a fucked up thing to do. It can't be his, surely. But the Domino's wouldn't buy like a Dodge Ram.
No.
So what the fuck?
You guys ever had a positive experience interacting with like a Ford Raptor?
Oh, like they let me merge or something?
Well, like a let me merge kind of deal, or like a, I'd like to drive in a straight line without being undertaken.
Yeah.
At like 400 miles per hour at a school zone.
Everyone who owns those cars is a bad
person.
Is
psycho. Yeah.
And if you've got circumstances.
If you've got circumstances.
I'm not sure what your circumstances are unless you just
found them yet.
Someone gave you the car. Maybe you're neurodivergent.
Yeah, and you've got to have a big car.
You have to have the biggest, worst fucking car that's sold in Australia.
Because it's your special interest.
It feels safer in a big truck.
I need the feeling of 3 tons of metal like audibly creaking on its suspension as I take a corner.
Yes.
At 70 kilometers an hour in suburbia.
Yeah.
I gotta feel like the bad guy from the Brave Little Toaster. Otherwise I start freaking out. It's my comfort character.
It's actually triggering to me if I can see a toddler, so I prefer not to.
Get them out of my field of vision right down there.
QR code enabled menus, TikTok inspired LTOs, that's limited time offers, and fuck, what a grim combination of words. And digital loyalty programs keep these consumers engaged with restaurant brands.
Are you guys being digitally loyal right now?
Yeah. Man. I think this is probably the regular segment that makes me feel the worst. Yeah. More than the ripping report.
Yeah.
Because death is a natural part of life.
Yeah. And so is shooting yourself with a Colt 45 because you were spinning the cylinder while waiting to pick up your kids.
Yeah. That's just natural curiosity, you know. This on the other hand, like, this feels like this constant.
This is demonic.
Sort of, every time we check in with it, you're hearing about these new developments and just kind of divorcing us further and further from like the concept of food and meals and
From what like the basic transaction of someone cooks a lovely meal. And you give them some money and you say, thank you very much for this meal. I'm going to enjoy this. We're now like 20 steps of abstraction above that, that we're at TikTok-inspired limited time offers.
And I'm not digitally loyal. That's
I want
real.
The Soylent Green because at least I know what that's
Orally
made out of.
Sometimes.
And I know why they're making people into food.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense.
Got to do something with them.
I hate this idea that it's like we're loyal because of the digital loyalty programs. You make us get apps. My consent to apps has been manufactured.
Yes.
Oh, very much.
Yes, like, Lucy.
A while ago, I was going through it trying to find local places I could order from that weren't using like Uber or Uber Eats or DoorDash to deliver their
food. Log,
yeah,
they
for
provide
a while,
their
menu
own
log,
delivery
they used
drivers.
To. They don't anymore.
Fuck.
Don't anymore? Yeah.
I used to get menu log for that reason.
Too expensive because they paid them too much.
Yeah. These days, I use DoorDash because at least according to them, I hope it's true, 100% of the tips go to the driver. And so I offset my guilt by just you can order a thing, and then because like I've also never ever got fucking cash on me anymore. I would love to hit somebody with like $10 and say, "Hey,
here's a lobster.
Let this augment your miserably low pay from these people." But I've just never ever got cash on me. Whereas with DoorDash, I can order a thing, I can tip them before the food has come to my house.
Yeah,
they
to tell you
it,
that like I'm
and
cool.
They can go, this guy's not a piece of shit.
I'm not like one of those guys doing it based on quality of service. I'm just giving it to you because you deserve it. That's why I'm doing it up front because
I'm
cool.
Because everybody deserves to make enough money.
Yeah.
I tell you what, as an ex-delivery driver and Andrew, as a person who I know has weed, try giving your delivery driver some weed.
Yeah.
And they will go, thank you for the drugs. My life sucks ass. I'm going to go and do these drugs right now.
What if some guy gave you like one nug of the rattiest bushweed you've ever seen in your life? Why didn't you just do that? Well, probably they're all on fucking Leafly or Alterna Leaf or whatever. So they're probably getting that like good 40% THC government weed. I think these days if you gave someone a nug of ratty bushweed, it'd spit in your face. It'd slap it out of your head.
I'm not growing fucking ratty trash bush out of here. Okay?
Yeah.
But I draw the line. I do use DoorDash as like the only for getting delivery from places that are only getting delivery drivers to do it, which is the overwhelming majority for them, except for like fucking Pizza Hut, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I draw the line though at getting anything delivered from a place that is inside a shopping center. That bums me the fuck out.
That feels fucked up making them go in there.
Yeah, because sometimes sometimes you're in a shopping center and you're in the food court and there's like people in there waiting and picking stuff up from the places in the food court. And I just feel like that's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
From going like, go to the restaurant and bring me my thing to like, go to the mall and park in the car park and walk inside and go to a whole other place.
That's not worth anyone's time.
Yeah, like, if you've got to order DoorDash, think about your driver's convenience.
Getting a char time delivered to you should get you sent to prison.
Oh, yes. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you're ever getting like a single beverage delivered to your house, fuck you. Unless you got circumstances. And then I'm so glad there's a way for you to get your beverage.
Yeah. Exactly. I feel like as millennials, we should be like, we love nostalgia and we love paying money for nostalgia. And what's more nostalgic than going, hey, do you want to go to the shops?
Go to the mall. You remember going
to the mall. Let's rebrand this.
And we'll get something to drink.
We'll flip through a couple of, we'll go to JJ's and then we'll go to KFC and go to Zinger Box.
Yeah, we'll go to JCar. We'll flick through the PlayStation games. Yeah.
We'll go to the newsagent and see if we can see any TNA through the plastic wrapper of a porno man.
Yeah, hell yeah. All those like the weird like motorbike magazines where sometimes there's topless ladies in there.
Oh, and pig hunting ones? No, they're gross.
Or if you're
they're too gross.
Yeah. Girl, you can rip open the Cosmopolitan sealed section where it tells you that like you need to put a bunch of ice cubes in your mouth when you're sucking a guy's dick or something.
Yeah,
put a
try touching his nipples.
Start with 400 grain sandpaper. Work your way down to a detailed sandpaper.
By the time you get to the 200 grit, he'll be feeling the sweet relief.
It will feel like velvet.
But the sealed section of those deli magazines was a bit of a trap because sometimes you're learning like cool sex tips and then the rest was just like, I have the worst discharge of my life. What's going on with this? Learn a lot about
did
this.
Did you get an answer?
Yeah. Yeah, start washing.
Can't be that simple.
Late
or
night.
Or I would be doing that by now.
Can't be all there is to it, surely.
Late night and snacking. This is the final day part.
Late night and snacking. Now that's where I really shine.
I honestly am like, this is, again, this is trying to assign behavior to ages, which is just a part of human nature. My dad is the biggest enjoyer of snacking in the entire planet. He is a midnight gourmand. He will wake up at any time in the day to enjoy like 7 stuffed olives from the fridge to go back to bed.
I'm not a part of snack culture at all. Like, we just don't keep snacks in the house. Like, we don't.
Okay. That's healthy.
Like, sometimes you go around to like a friend's house and they'd be like, hey, let's open a packet of chips. And I'm like, you have a packet of chips just sitting there ready to go that you didn't immediately eat on the day that you purchased it? That's crazy to me. I've got a friend who has like 4 to 5 different packets of Pringles in his cupboard at all times.
You're right. That's kind of insane.
Which is like, that's someone how like someone in a TV show, how their pantry would be stacked.
Yeah.
You know? It's very strange.
Yeah. Got any chips for the big game?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
And he gets one out of the cupboard and flings it at him.
I got several dips. I got which kind of dip would chips. You like? Come over and pick a chip, pick a dip. The big game's about to start.
Mm-hmm.
The rise of fourth meal culture, driven by flexible work schedules and entertainment consumption, has led to increased spending on snacks and late night food options.
Now flexible that, work schedules?
Yes,
that means multiple
you are describing
schedules.
Hell.
This
you mean
is...
You mean gig work?
You mean the fact that like everyone's fucked? We've like fucked everyone? Stop trying to describe this like it's fun. I'm flexible.
You can drive the Uber at whatever time of the day you like.
Oh, Steven Johnson, I am going to cut off your hands.
Steven, no hands, Johnson, the grocer on Guru.
That's what they'll be calling you.
I've heard that people in my age demographic prefer meals that you don't need your hands to eat.
Drinkables.
The rise of drinkables.
rise of straw-based dithers. Because he's got no fucking teeth left. 45% of Gen Zers say they eat a snack in place of a traditional meal at least 3 times per week. That sounds grim. Again.
Grim.
I mean, three times a week. That's not that often.
Is that about being flexible, or is that more of like, I can't afford all my full meals?
Yeah, or I have
I've got no time. I have depression.
Yeah.
Or like, shit just fucking sucks.
Yeah. How about 14 times a week when you have depression?
Yeah. You eat two olives instead of dinner. Fast food and ghost kitchen brands leverage gamified app experiences, subscription-based rewards, and influencer collaborations to drive sales in this space.
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Knock they should
shit off.
What's a ghost kitchen brand?
What?
Oh, that's that's your Mr. Beast Burger, but obviously there isn't Mr. Beast Burger kitchens all through the world, so you pay these white label kitchens or places that would normally be making their own burgers or whatever to also do your stuff on the site.
So like places that will, they'll do a regular day service, they'll close for the night and then someone will pay to come in and use the kitchen. So like Theo, you know,
like Uber Eats stuff.
I think it's called like Flame and Galah now, but it used to be Beetle Bar, you know, that bar up on across from the barracks.
Had a
giant Volkswagen Beetle statue on top of it. That place is, I don't know if they're still doing it. For a while, they were a ghost kitchen for like 8 different places, four of which were just differently named fried chicken places that were all like top rooster or like sick bird or winner chicken dinner, shit like that, where it was like these little like Australianisms, but it was all the same place.
Like ghost riding, but ghost kitchen. I got it.
Yeah.
I get
it. But they
also,
they'll just do multiple of them. Because they want to take up as many places on the apps as possible.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just, they're all just like choices fanning out on the app and then fanning back in.
To like 4 places.
To their, like to their restaurant so that they can be, ordered from.
That to me is sick world.
Yeah, that to me is more sick than
Mr.
like
Mr. Beast Burger.
You know,
this is
Area
sick.
51 or whatever. This makes less sense to me.
This has ruined my day.
Yeah,
kind of taking apart aliens in a bunker somewhere in the Nevada desert.
Yes,
I think they're also, kind of inadvertently creating the kinds of eateries that Gordon Ramsay would go to in Kitchen Nightmares,
when he has a kitchen nightmare,
when he shows up at a place and they go, "Here's the menu," and he like unfolds it and it's like 3 double-sided A3 pages.
Yes, and he's like,
of
"Jesus fucking Christ!"
And he's like, "Well, surely you can't be doing any of this well."
Yeah,
you know. And I think that's what the ghost kitchen thing creates too, is that you say, "Hey, we're a kitchen who's also cooking like 4 or 5 restaurants worth of
Mr.
things, and it's all going to be shit."
Yeah. I think one of the most important things I learned when I was 30, when I kind of graduated to my 30s, and they go, like, here's your information pack of all of the stuff that makes life worth living, and, you know, you don't have to be in your 20s anymore. One of the things is the shorter the menu,
the better
the restaurant.
That's 100% true. Like, Gordon Ramsay's kind of a fuckwit, but, like, that's
but
true.
His rice recipe is completely correct. Yeah. And he knows that the shorter the menu, the better the food is that you're going to
Every
get.
Time he looked at a really long menu and said, "Suck my cunt, this is proper mental," he was right. He was correct.
It was
proper
mental. That's right.
Yeah.
How restaurants can win Gen Z and millennials. Step number one, speed and convenience. Mobile-first strategies, AI-powered drive-throughs, and loyalty-driven rewards programs are key.
No, they're not.
About a tasty lunch?
No, wrong.
I'm suggesting you make a lunch that's really tasty, and then I go, "Fuck, that was a good lunch," and then
I go
back there.
The best takeaway experience I've had in like the last 5 years.
Mm.
So I was ordering bolognese to take away, and I drove down there.
They saw you, and they went, "It's bolognese, boy."
This was like order number two. So I hadn't worked out how long it had taken yet. So I showed up a bit early, parked. Came in, I was just sort of standing around in the...
trying to figure out what to do with your hands.
Et cetera, absolutely. And a nice lady came up to me and said, "Hey, can I help you?" So I'm just waiting for an order for Theo. So, it's probably be another 10 minutes or so. "Would you like to sit at our bar?" And I say, "Fuck yeah, I want to sit at your bar. I want to sit down at your bar and have a beer." please. And then I went in there and I sat down and I had a beer at the bar while I was waiting for my bolognese. And the beer tasted good and I enjoyed drinking it at a bar in like a dark room at a restaurant because that's dope. Yes. You know what's not dope?
That's nice.
Is an AI-powered menu.
Yeah.
That sucks shit.
Yeah. How about use the
that's
app?
That's stupid.
Otherwise,
that's a stupid idea to have.
Yeah. McDonald's burger costs twice as much if you don't log on to the app first.
They don't need AI to ask me whether I would like a beer at a bar.
No.
I would love a beer at a bar. The answer is yes.
Yeah. Would I like 10 minutes of drinking a beer and staring into space and doing nothing? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love all this attitude that all this stuff is like making our lives better and like giving us what we want.
Convenient.
And we don't want it. We hate this. I hate this.
I hate this.
I hate everything around me.
Yeah. The flip side of
I am at war with the world at large. Yes. I have a problem with you.
Yeah. Because the flip side of like everything being more convenient is that we are supposed to use it to cram more shit into our day. And I want to cram less shit into my day.
Yeah, just generally
I'm
less.
Sick of cramming. Yes. I'm all crammed up.
I'm done cramming. How about take a little time back for yourself by doing things slow?
Just slow down.
Slow down.
Just general advice.
Yeah. Just the fast-paced world of today.
Yeah. Yes.
Try slowing down.
Yeah. Buena Vista says, take it easy.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.
So you can kill Elon Musk.
Kill Elon Musk. Fucking stab him in the throat. Social media and digital marketing.
Yeah.
Gen Z and millennials consume food with their eyes first.
We're really unique in that way.
Yeah. I usually start with my shirt, but I'm just kind of like a very uncoordinated person. But
don't take behavioral kind of observations from a man in his 60s that dresses like the Riddler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know what's going on.
Millennials take pictures of their food.
To put on social media.
Yeah. Oh, what filter am I going to put on this Instagram photo? Millennials. Limited time collaborations, nostalgia-driven reboots, and TikTok viral menu hacks create buzz and drive traffic.
No, they don't.
Shut up!
No, things are just things that you hope do, and they don't. No one wants them. No one likes them.
I will... Nostalgia-driven reboots, I think we have all sort of admitted, they do kind of work on
us. They do kind of work. Grimace Shake. I got the Grimace Shake.
I'll go for a throwback.
Tubes are back?
You bring back a 70s logo for your packaging, I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Yes. I think they should start making beer in those, like, the cans that were, like, the same cans we put food in when it was just, like, a tin of peas.
Yeah, the ones that you see in, like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
What are those cans? They must have been crazy.
Rip the whole lid off.
Cans?
I fucking want one of those so bad.
Me too.
No, they're full of peaches, and they're just sipping on the peach syrup.
Oh, that shit tastes so good.
I'm somewhat disappointed in you guys. I didn't know that you were so into nostalgia and reboots.
Love.
I think the only nostalgia thing that I will go for is Akira playing in the cinema in 5.1 sound.
Yeah.
What
7.1 if they've got it. 4K on the screen. Because we went to that together. But I feel like that's a one thing.
Okay, but what if they had an Akira meal at McDonald's?
I'm not going for it.
What if there was a special sauce with the Akira meal?
Hey, first of all, it would have to be a slider.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to want to hear you working out on that one.
Because the Akira famous slide. Akira
the famous
bike
Akira slide.
Fuck me. All right.
Come bro.
Fuck you. I'm playing it.
Thanks,
so long.
I think it's just the coughing that's always the most upsetting part for me.
I think it's the 2 points where you think it's stopped and then it comes back.
Oh, no.
Fucking Christ alive. Starbucks, for example, uses TikTok trends to introduce new customizable drinks, leading to increased engagement and sales.
Yeah, and the staff fucking hate it.
I bet.
They hate that.
If someone came in and ordered something from me because it was a TikTok menu hack that they saw, I'd kill them.
Mm. So go to hell.
I'd cut off their hands.
Yeah, cut off their hands. Say goodbye to your hands.
Say goodbye there. You scan a QR code with this.
There's one guy in our Discord who kind of does a character that's like interested
Don't
in the
talk
Starbucks
about him
zeitgeist.
On the podcast. Don't give him fucking anything.
And that is the only interaction I have with this.
This man is needs to be studied in a fucking lab. Met him in person. Really lovely guy.
Lovely guy. Beautiful person.
Yeah. Customizable and health conscious offerings. Personalization is a must. Chipotle's lifestyle bowls cater to keto, Whole30, and vegan consumers, while Sweetgreen's data-driven menu recommendations optimize customer satisfaction.
God damn it.
Don't give me data-driven stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not data-driven. I'm a human being.
That's right. I'm a man. I'm a man.
I'm a living person man.
I'm
on the
person.
Land.
My name is Anakin.
I'm living free on the land.
Hey, do you have any of those lifestyle bowls?
Yeah.
I say as I enter the
check out my
venue.
Lifestyle balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take that, Chipotle.
Experience-driven dining. Dining out is more than just a meal. It's an event.
Yeah, I want some ladies there who are going to yell at me really rudely.
Yeah.
And it's not really clear what the idea is.
Yeah. Not like a fancy dinner.
No. It's about going to Karen's Diner.
Karen's Diner.
We haven't done a check-in on those guys for a while. I wonder how they're
doing. Well, because I feel like Subway's eating their lunch.
Yeah.
You want to go to
Subway? Yeah, you can get it for free at Subway.
That's right. And it's real. They're not actors.
Yeah. When he spins the barrel and like flicks it closed, holds the gun up to his head,
that's
and
sincere.
It goes click.
He means it.
There's a 5 in 6 chance of that happening.
And if he does it 6 times, that's a 30 in 6 chance of it happening. Immersive dining concepts such as interactive chef experiences and tableside presentations attract millennials who seek memorable outings. It would be a memorable outing. It's going to Elon Musk's house on whatever Meme Street with a car full of fucking explosives.
Do you know he actually lives on Meme Street?
Does he for real? I couldn't tell if that was a joke or not.
Is that a joke or not? Did he change it? Or does he live on Meme Street?
Was he just doing a gag? If he really lives in that fucking house, don't post anything about it. Don't let on that you know. Yeah. Just pack the fucking car full of shit that will explode and drive into his fucking living room.
Minecraft.
I don't care. What are they going to do to us?
I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
please don't demonetize us.
They're not going to arrest us in the... They're not going to extradite us, probably.
Probably.
No, like, right?
Yeah. And the ASIO agent... that listens to this is
really
switched
off.
Super chill. No, I think he's kind of come around on it.
I think
he's
like
kind
gets
of enjoying it.
It.
I think he gets it now.
And kind of cute too.
Yeah.
Kind of sexy. Like,
DM us.
Yeah.
What's going on? Have you been sucked off by 4 podcasters? Who you didn't send to jail?
We'd be oh so
we cannot get you in jail.
And the final... point on this thing that has taken the entire
episode.
It's been a good episode. I don't regret anything.
The subscription and membership models.
No.
Panera's Unlimited Sip Club and Taco Bell's Taco Lovers Pass exemplify how brands are turning occasional diners into repeat customers by offering value-driven subscriptions.
It cannot be value for you.
Lucy.
Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Let's see.
I like that we all have our weak spots. And for you, Lucy, it is the siren song of Australian Taco Bell.
Australian Taco Bell.
No, it's no good.
You guys
Australian
don't even
Taco
have
Bell's
one,
bad.
Do you? Hobart have a Taco Bell?
No, and the one in like Sydney or wherever there are, it's no good. It's not the same.
They don't have any Taco Bells like within the inner city in Brisbane at all. They're like exclusively outer suburbs.
Yeah, I think there's one in Melbourne that's in like a random suburb.
It's like a fucking... We've got Carl's Jr. in Australia for some fucking reason, but...
We do.
One of them is like out near Toowoomba and one of them is at the airport and those are your like... That's it. That's where you can go.
The one at Beanley's shutting down, I think. I think it got replaced by Taco Bell.
Oh, honestly, right. The Carl's Jr. burger, pretty good.
Not
pretty
bad. Good. $10 taco pass.
You want something that tastes like it actually spent time on the grill?
Yeah.
Maybe go to Carl's Jr.
Yeah. This podcast officially endorses Carl's Jr., but don't get the app. Don't get the Carl's
Jr.
app.
Don't get the loyalty program.
Get the Taco Lovers Pass. You get a choice of one of 10 tacos a day for 30 days for $10.
There's no way.
So if you want to eat a taco a day.
They have to be making more money from you than if you didn't do it.
Wait.
They have to be making more money
from you.
I mean,
a taco at Taco Bell is like $1.50. It's crazy.
That can't be right. Even in Australia? In Australia, a taco is $10.
No, not in Australia. Not
you're telling me $10 and you get a taco a day?
Yeah.
A taco a day.
That's insane. Does it good
value.
The
spicy potato soft tacos is crazy.
It used to be $10 Taco Tuesdays, where you get one taco for $10.
Yeah, that's generally what
that's
you get
now. That's value in Australia. Hey, Theo, do you remember when we first started hanging out? We used to go to Beach Burrito every Tuesday, and I would try and eat as many tacos as I possibly could.
Yeah.
I'd eat like 15 tacos. And then we would ask them not to take our baskets off the table so we could get as big a stack of the taco baskets as we could.
Yeah. Showing off, huh?
Yeah, that was a really good time.
Yeah, that was back when I left the house.
Yeah, we like just go and like hang out with friends just to like, there wasn't an event or an occasion. It wasn't anyone's birthday or anything. We just
there was no data except how many baskets we were stacking.
Yeah, and like the waitresses who had started to recognize us from the fact that we weren't there once a week would be like, oh, wow, that's a lot of baskets. And occasionally we'd get a free
boys.
Beer.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Anyway, that's all done for now.
Yeah, that's never happening again. Imagine if you just like swung by the Scratch for like a beer, just like a knockoff. And we just chatted, talked about our lives.
Yeah.
And I'd say, hey, don't worry about it. That's on me.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Take that beer. That was definitely an episode somehow of the podcast Bunta Vista.
No, I had fun.
I had a blast.
I had a great time.
I'd do this on purpose, even if the mics weren't on.
Yeah.
With you guys shooting the shit, talking about value-driven meals.
Yeah, we do this
meals.
For free. Yeah. And that's why the podcast feels so good. And so
we're doing art for art's sake. Like Ethan Hawke was talking about in that video. You have to enjoy
artists.
Art for the sake of it.
Yes. Fuck yeah, Ethan Hawke, you're really hot. And you so say hot. Stuff that sounds really wise. It's like you really are Jesse from the Before movies.
Yeah,
probably
he
with
is.
The bad parts of his personality
he is,
as well.
Probably.
But he's like artistic. He's kind of a dreamer.
Yeah, but kind know? Of oh. fucking annoying. Like kind of really fucking annoying.
Yeah. But like really hot, like annoying hot.
Yeah.
He'd say stuff. He'd be like, shut up. Come over here and kiss me. Beautiful Ethan Hawke. Freemium Freebrewery is over. We are
slamming the gate shut.
The vault door has closed.
Get out
we
your
are
wallet.
Spinning that big spinner.
Pay up.
You little pig.
Bitch.
You little piggy.
Yeah. Oh, you have to pay us. You have to give us money.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, you got to give us money now. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm stamping on you and I'm wearing big old fucking heels. Give me the money, bitch. You
gotta
little
go lie down.
Pathetic little. Limp dick, bitch.
Huh. Oh, that's so natural.
Yeah, I've done this before. Thank you for listening. If you do want to still keep getting two episodes a week, consider signing up. A bunch of you already have because we got you. We lured you in and you fell for our trap. But if you haven't and you'd like to, consider doing it. Otherwise, we'll see you again on the free episode. Don't fall for any fucking marketing shit, all right? Just live your life according to your own principles. Find out about stuff from word of mouth or from trying new things just because. Not because a billboard told you to or your app, an app told you to. Don't fucking be like, oh my God, they got that guy in the commercials. I'm going there. Knock that shit off.
Just slow down.
Instead,
take
do
it
things
easy.
Because
it
we
easy.
Suggested that you should do that.
Yeah, that's right. Taco Bell taco. That's a taco every day.
That's a really good
days.
Deal, actually.
That's crazy. That's crazy good value. Stay safe out there. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.